friend. He's a friend. And he's I have this friend, and he's very attractive to me. He's tall, but not that tall. I mean, he's taller than me, but I'm pretty short. And he's he's got really nice hands, and I look at them when we play video games together, and I just melt, like, a lot. And he doesn't notice when I stare, because he's the kind of person that'll just kind of space out and play in video games. But I think he notices when I, like, stare at his face a lot. He's not, like, drop-dead gorgeous, but, like, he's got, like, this weirdness to his face that's just so attractive. And I'm so glad that I could just stare at him and have it not be weird, because he's a friend. He's a close friend. And yeah. He's also, like, got a really deep voice. And I remember when we were younger, before his voice dropped, he sounded so high-pitched. And it was so weird, we lost contact and made up again, and I hear him say, "Oh, hey," and holy shit, I kind of had to throw away my underwear that night. I swear to God, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm gonna try anyways. And, like, it's so calming, but just the way he carries himself is so fucking attractive. I don't get it. And he's trying to teach me how to skateboard, and, like, I feel his fucking god-crafted hands on my arms and on my side and my waist and my shoulders. He's, like, helping me, trying not to fall, and I'm, like, holding his hand, and I just fucking melt. That's the only word I can think of. And when we hotbox in my closet together, it's like we have to sit so close. And it fucking drives me crazy, sitting in the dark pretty much, just kind of sitting a foot away from each other, and I can feel, I'm pretty, like, my legs usually go over his lap, and I can I feel him get hard whenever we sit like that. But I mean, that's the only way we can both fit in my closet, is if I put my legs in his lap. And I don't ever mention it, but I do kind of shift a lot just to mess with him. And I guess now we're more at, like, the fantasy part, because I just think about how he could, like, easily at any moment, especially then, he could just take control and do whatever, honestly. And it drives me crazy, because I know for a fact that if he were to, like, shove me up against a wall and tell me that he's gonna fuck me, I would, my pants would drop for him. I would be so eager. And I just, fuck, I can't, I think about how it would feel to have those God-crafted hands just go from touching me, touching my body, to fucking being on my throat, being in my hair, pulling my hair. Fuck, having his fucking video game fingers. Like, that sounds stupid, but he fucking plays guitar and piano and plays video games, so he's good with his hands. And fuck, I just, he could just have me pressed up against a wall with his hand on my throat keeping me quiet and his other hand down my pants just fucking me with his fingers. And fuck, I think about how submissive he makes me. I'm usually, like, really loud and kind of dominant with my friends, but when I'm around him, I, like, oh, fuck. I would literally get on my knees for him and just fucking suck his cock. And I know it's big because I've felt it through his pants and I've seen the bulge, and holy shit. Take him all the way down my throat, and I want to just feel his hands pulling at my hair, and I want to hear him groan, and I want to fucking wreck him the way he wrecks me without even trying. And fuck, we always get, like, really high together. And we, like, bake a fucking cake, and I just, one day he was like, I feel like a fat ass for eating all these cookies, and I just wanted to fucking cry a little bit, because he's literally so perfect. Well, not perfect, he's a fucking dumbass, but that's beside the point. He's so physically attractive to me. I literally cannot stop thinking about how good he would fuck me when we hang out together. And he just has the audacity to call himself fucking a fucking fat ass. And I just... But anyways. Like, we could be playing video games, and I could just fuck with him and get on the floor and just suck his cock while he's trying to concentrate and just fuck all of his stats up. And then he'd get frustrated because he is kind of short-tempered, which, holy shit. That drives me crazy. He gets frustrated and would fucking make me get on my knees, and he would just fucking call me a slut, so needy for cock and whore, and fucking fuck, and how wet I would be. Oh god, that would be the most embarrassing part, how wet I would get for him and how easy it would be for him to get me wet. And fuck, how good it would feel to have his cock inside me. Holy shit. I think I already said that, but oh my god, it feels so good. Fuck, I would throb so hard. Oh, it comes so hard. And fuck, he's just so fucking average, but he's so not average. He's fuck. I think about him a lot. Can you tell? Fuck, I just need him to fuck this desperation out of me already. I hate playing this stupid fucking game with him. I'm too needy for cock for him to keep playing like this.